Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience.
Hello, welcome back to Big Les's League, an all rugby league experience. I'm your host, Big Les. We've got 10 minutes. We are in a bit of a rush this morning, so let's smash straight through this. We've got the Dolphins taking on the Newcastle Knights and the Sharkies taking on the Canberra Raiders. Let's talk about the Dolphins and the Knights first. In terms of changes here, Jared Wallace and Sean O'Sullivan are out of the side. Jared Wallace was obviously a late rule-out last week for Oren Keeley, who remains in the 17. Kurt Donoghue comes in for our man Sean O'Sullivan. Colony Lemuelu also sitting in the reserves in number 22. Could be a late in this side for an Oren Keeley potentially to come off the bench, obviously coming back, I believe, from a hamstring injury. Let's go through the changes as well for the Newcastle Knights. Obviously, the big one is KP. He is set to be out for close to the season. Very big loss for the Newcastle Knights, but a very talented fullback in David Armstrong. You would have remembered that name. He played on the wing in the trials. I'm very excited to see how David Armstrong goes, but from what I'm hearing, he's very different to KP. So excited to see how he plays. I don't think the Newcastle Knights win this one. I think that the Dolphins beat them in this one. Obviously, you know, the middle battle is going to be very telling. I think that the Knights could win the middle battle. But, you know, when the Dolphins do get a bit of go forward and they spread to their edges, they've got a pretty decent quality back line at the moment who's doing some great things. They're going to get a lot of go forward from those guys as well. Trey Fuller out the back there at fullback, I think, is at the moment just in some terrific form coming in for Hamiso Tuiaifodoe as well. So I think the Dolphins get up. It will be a close one. I feel like it is going to be a 1-12 affair. But I think the Dolphins do get up as the favourites at home. In terms of my anytime try scorers, I'm going to go very simple here. I'm taking the debutant in David Armstrong. I'm also going to take Jermaine Asako. I'm taking the Dolphins to beat the Newcastle Knights. Remember that Jack Bostock is also in our try scorer trifecta. So if you want to chuck him into the multi, you sure can. But the multi I'm going with today is Jermaine Asako. I'm going with David Armstrong, and I'm taking the Dolphins to beat the Newcastle Knights. That is paying $8.50. The next game is the Raiders taking on the Sharkies. For the Raiders, Jamal Fogarty, obviously, again, very close to being out for the year with this bicep injury. He's just had surgery on it. He's going to be out for the next 4 to 6 weeks, potentially, which is going to be a big blow for the Canberra Raiders. Obviously, KO Weeks coming in there at 7. I just don't think he has the direction that the Raiders need. They're two very off-the-cuff players, Ethan Strange and KO Weeks. So, as I said, I think it's going to be a very interesting one having KO Weeks at 7, especially when he's more of a fullback. We might see a late change here potentially, but there's no one in the reserves at the moment that could play in the halves for KO Weeks. So it looks like he's going to be keeping that jersey by game time. Obviously, for the Sharkies, there's also a change here in the halves. Brandon Trindle, obviously a few dramas during the week. He is out of this side, and it looks like he's been stood down by the Cronulla Sharks for the moment. Daniel Atkinson, he comes in number 6. And hopefully he does a very good job. We said that there was going to be a chance that he was going to be the guy to be that number 6. We thought it was going to be Cade Dykes. We thought that he was going to get his opportunity, but it doesn't look like it. He's not even in the reserves at the moment. So it looks like maybe he's a little bit far off from getting that number 6 crack. We also have Tuku Hautupua coming in off the bench. It looks like Toby Rudolph is out of this game yet again. Hopefully not injured again. But, you know, Tuku Hautupua, I think, will do a great job. It has impact off the bench. He's done a great job in weeks prior. So who do I think is going to win the game? I'm probably going to go the way of the Cronulla Sharks. Could see this being a bit of a blowout, especially with Nicho Hynes, just the advantage they're going to have in terms of their kicking game. I think that Nicho Hynes really helps this Sharkies side get a big win over the Raiders. I'm tipping the Sharkies to win head-to-head over the Canberra Raiders in the same game, a multi-feature in Crossbet. I'm also taking our favourite man, Ronaldo Mulatalo, who's also in our try-scorer bingo. Make sure, if you haven't already, to go ahead and download the Crossbet app. You probably missed out now on being able to have a bit of fun with that multi, but you can always hop on next week. We did win last week. It looks like we're going to win this week if Bostock and Ronaldo Mulatalo get over. So make sure you don't miss out on the fun. It is great value. You put the bet on in one click, and then if three out of the five try scorers that we put in there score, you win. We've also already had Manu and Xavier Coates score. We literally only need one of Bostock and Ronaldo Mulatalo to score, and it looks like one of those guys is going to score today. Hopefully, just haven't jinxed it. But Ronaldo Mulatalo, I've got in my bet. I've also got Matt Timoko, who has been probably the informed player at the moment for the Canberra Raiders. Timoko and Ronaldo Mulatalo to score anytime with the Sharkies to get the win over the Canberra Raiders. It is paying $7 on Crossbet. If you're going to have a punt, do it with Crossbet. Do it responsibly and make sure to set a deposit limit. That's full time. See you in the next one.